1-800-989-BERKEY today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and where I live here in Kennebunk, Maine, what a gorgeous day. Good day for the beach, good day to work in the garden early. So if you're just getting up, and you made your pot of coffee, and you've turned on the radio, at the break, what I want you to do is to set up your sprinkler. Now is the time to water. If you don't want to wait until the afternoon, because it's going to be hot today, they're talking the whole Northeast from New Jersey up into the 80s and 90s. And when it's that hot, you do not want to water. What happens is the plants are hot, the water's cold, and that can create some spotting. But the other thing that it does is, excuse me, when your watering stops, the leaves are covered with little drops of water. And the little drops of water will do two things. They'll slowly begin to evaporate. But if the sun is really high and hot, the little drops become a magnifying glass. A light goes through the drop of water and can literally burn a hole right through the leaf. So never water during the heat of the day. The other thing that happens is if you're using a sprinkler that's like a fan, or it shoots real high in the air with a series of maybe 20 or 25 skinny shoots of water, and it goes back and forth, half of that water evaporates either in the air or when it hits the ground. So if you're going to water, water early before the air gets really, really hot. And during the heat, never water after 6, 7 o'clock at night. You need to allow the foliage time to dry from the rain going into the dark portion of the daytime. Okay? So if it's 8 o'clock and you haven't watered and you say, well, I'll put the sprinkler system on for an hour, those leaves are going to stay wet all night long. And that means diseases that are blowing in the air, they hit the wet leaf and they stick. If the leaf is dry, they bounce. And you're less likely to have a fungus problem. So water early, water deep, but never water in the heat of the day and never ever water after 6, 7 o'clock at night. Unless you're putting it right on the ground as a drip system. But never get the leaves wet. It does make a big, big difference. Okay? Jason, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first this hour?
We have Joanne with a tomato question.
Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a couple of tomato questions. I have three cherry tomatoes in pots on my deck, and I have one hanging in a bag. They were green forever, and then it seems about 3 weeks ago, they just started turning all at once, and we've been eating them, you know, as many as we can. But I'd like to know, can I freeze them? Can I put them in a bag and freeze them in the freezer? Is there some way I can preserve these cherry tomatoes? There are so many, I don't know what to do with them.
Yep.
My second question
is your second question?
The second question was about a recipe that your aunt had on tomato jam.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I heard you mention that one time. I'd love to have the recipe for that. Certainly have enough tomatoes here.
if you go to my website, and the website is paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. And when the front page comes up, there's a little section on the top that says recipes. Just click on recipes, and you'll see how to do it. It's tomatoes, either strawberry or raspberry jello, and sugar. There's no water. And I don't exactly know what the recipe is, and I'm not near a computer, so I can take a look at it at the next break for you. But if you go to paulparent.com, click on recipes, and you will see. It's very easy to do. You just what I do with tomatoes, when they start coming in, hopefully they will come in, and there's a lot of them, they freeze beautiful. You can't use them for a tossed salad. But what I do is, when they're coming in like this, I freeze them in a Ziploc bag for the freezer. So I just take off the stems, stuff them into a bag, seal it, put it in the freezer. In the winter, if you want to make something that tastes good, I'll take packages of tomatoes out of the freezer the night before, and I'll just put them on my kitchen counter. And in the morning, they're all thawed. I'll put them, the big tomatoes, I'll bring a pot of water to boil. Or you can do it the same day. Take them out of the freezer, bring some water to boil, put your tomatoes in there, and the skin will crack. And you can peel the skin right off your big tomatoes and then throw them into a pot. Fill the pot with as much as you want. Put it on a low fire. And you make tomato soup like you have never had tomato soup in your life. And my Aunt Ruth gave me this recipe. Cherry tomatoes, you put them in a blender. So you have to take them out of the freezer, let them thaw. Put them in a blender or a food processor and whip them all up, and the skins just disappear in that blending process. And then you put them in a pot, and you can make tomato soup with them. Now, when I make my spaghetti sauce in the fall, my wife and I cannot have a lot of sugar. We both have diabetes, and I always would add sugar to it. Well, many years ago, I met a woman at a garden club, and she had heard me mention this, and she said, "Paul, this is what you're going to do. When you make your spaghetti sauce, cook it about halfway through so that you're evaporating some of the liquid, and it's getting thicker and thicker. And when it's halfway cooked, go in the garden and pick about a quart of cherry tomatoes, depending on how big your sauce is. Put them through the food processor and dump them in your spaghetti sauce that you're making. The cherry tomatoes are very, very sweet, and it will fill in the void for putting in sugar. I started doing that. It's incredible, the flavor, because to me, the cherry tomatoes, especially if they're ripened right on the vine, will give you a much, much better flavor. So do that, okay? But it's not something that you can freeze and then take out of the freezer and put it in a tossed salad. But you can use them to make spaghetti sauce, and you can use them for soup. And there's nothing better than on a cold day in December or January than to take tomatoes, put them in water, and take the skin off, mash them up, puree them really, really well, and just cook them on a low fire all day long. And what my Aunt Ruth would have us do is she'd say, okay, after cooking it for 3 hours on low, open up your refrigerator and see what's in the vegetable crisper. If there's broccoli, if there's cauliflower, carrots, onions, peppers, put a little bit of each in your sauce to give it some texture and some body. And believe me, it's incredible. And every time you make it, it's different. Because you may have a little bit of broccoli today, and the next time you make it, you don't, and you've got cauliflower, peppers, onions, celery, anything like that. And then at the end, we would throw in a little rice or a little pasta. Unbelievable. And the whole house smells from the process. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Ann with a trimming a tree question.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning. I live in sunny Centerville, and we have so much rain that the Rose of Sharon trees have grown, and they've overbudded, and with their weight, some of the branches are just leaning way over. This is the first year it's happened. So I want to know, wow, how far back can I trim those Rose of Sharon trees and still have them bloom another year? And then I have two Andromeda bushes that have grown too high in front of the windows here. So what time of the year do I trim back the Andromeda?
Okay. On the Andromeda, I mean, you can prune them now, but the problem is if you prune them now, you'll lose the flowers in the spring. So I would wait until they're done blooming in the spring, and then as soon as the flowers are looking dirty, cut them back, and they'll do beautiful. That way you don't lose the bloom. On your Rose of Sharon, you know what I would do now? Get a piece of string and tie it to one branch and walk around each plant like a corkscrew, and that will hold the branches together.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 959.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 986.44, 493.22 for the half ounce, or 246.61 for a quarter ounce. That's 986.44, 493.22, and 246.61.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Ann earlier, and I told her to prune her andromeda when they finish blooming. Now, plants make the flowers, you cut them back, and then it'll make all new growth, and it will hide any holes that may have developed in that pruning process. If you do it now and you have a hole, you have to look at it until next spring. The Rose of Sharon, I've noticed that, an awful lot of flowers on them. And they're bending over with the weight. But they're bending over because we had so much rain and so many cloudy days that the new growth grew more than it normally does. It stretched looking for the sunshine. And because it stretched and became longer than normal, the branches were not as strong. So what I would do for now, take a piece of garden string, tie it around a branch, walk around and around the plant, and move the string higher and higher, and tie it up like you're putting a corkscrew around it. And leave it like that for now. That way you don't lose the flowers. In the spring is the time to prune Rose of Sharon. And I'll tell you, pruning a Rose of Sharon is a wonderful thing. You can control the size, but every time you prune it in the spring, you double the number of branches for the following year so that your plant gets thicker, it gets wider, it gets fuller, and it gives you a much better looking plant. But the best time to do that is when there's no leaves on the plant, and that's March, April, or early May, before the new growth comes out. Okay, Ann, thank you for the call. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Ralph with a lawn care question.
Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm down in Eastham on the Cape where it's sunny and beautiful. And I have a question regarding the sandy soil. In the spring, I took out about 6 to 8 inches of sandy soil, and I brought in all new topsoil. And it's full of weeds. In about 2 weeks, I'm going to get ready to plant my grass seed. And I've wondered if there's anything that I could put on top, spray on the topsoil to kill the weeds that will not affect the grass seed. Also,
well, I would do. Okay. And what was your second question?
I have used your serenade on my tomato plants down here, and they are absolutely beautiful. They're 6 feet high, and I've got tomatoes galore.
Beautiful. Congratulations. You're one of very few right now with the tomatoes. On your new seeding, I've done this myself, and it works wonderful. You want to get either Roundup or Cleanup or something called Kills All. The Cleanup and Kills All are the generic Roundup. And very good. Half the price and stronger than the old Roundup. Roundup is 18% active ingredients. And Cleanup and Kills All are 40% active ingredient. So it works much faster. And what I would do, and you've got plenty of time, is get the Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills All, follow the recommendations, spray the area where you're going to seed, and it will kill everything that's there. Now, the beauty of Roundup is within 14 days of you applying this, it's gone. The microbes in the ground, the sun will kill the product totally. And in 14 days, you could rototill that garden and plant seeds for vegetables and not have to worry about the product. But for renovating a lawn, this is wonderful. Now, what I don't want you to do is to rototill, because if you rototill, you're going to bring up all of the new weeds that are buried in the ground. So kill the weeds that are there. Take a steel rake, lightly scratch the ground to a depth of about half an inch so that you have little grooves from the rake. Then you're going to broadcast your seed. Now, if you run your grooves north to south on your property, okay, sprinkle your seed in it. Throw a starter fertilizer, and Jonathan Green and Scott's both have a great seed starter fertilizer. Then you're going to take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down so that the teeth face up and go east to west. And what you're going to do is the seeds that have fallen in the little trench will be covered with the soil when you lightly comb it. Better coverage of the seed, better germination, and then water a couple of times a day, every day for about a month, and you'll have a gorgeous lawn. And double the amount of seed that the package says. That's the secret. Why do it twice?
If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level.
alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guided Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Well, if you get a chance, I'd like you to take a look at my website. It's very easy. It's paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. And on the bottom left, we have put together a trip for you for next spring, April 27th to May 5th. And we're going to a very unique part of the world. We are going to Croatia and another country right next to it called Slovenia. Now, this is a place that is very unique. You may say, where is Croatia? I had no idea either until we started to do some research. If you look at the country of Italy, it's in the shape of a boot, right? Look at the heel and go east across a narrow strait of water, and you'll see the country of Croatia and the country of Slovenia. Now, this is the same type of climate as Italy and Greece, It was settled by the Romans, and there's a lot of Roman amphitheaters and ruins there. Beautiful garden, lakes and waterfalls, and a lot of things that I think would really relax you before the start of the gardening season. So if you get a chance, take a look at it. The trip is for 9 days. It includes your airfare, your hotel, and we stay at the same hotel. We take day trips. And one of the day trips that you can take, it's an optional trip, is you can get on a bus and be in Venice in a couple of hours and spend the whole day in Venice. It's going to be a great trip. The cost is like $2,700 per person. And we're going at a time of the year before the heat arrives so that it really makes it enjoyable. And I got a note this morning from a man who said that they were celebrating their 31st wedding anniversary. And he wanted me to tell Deborah McCauley Buck. She lives on Cape Cod. She's a florist at Bell's Bloom that she is going to Croatia to celebrate their anniversary in April. So Deborah McCauley Buck of Bell's Bloom, I hope you have a good time, and I'm sure we will together. Jason, who's up next?
Up next we have Dominic with trimming and pruning questions.
Dominic, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I just was going to ask you, how late can I prune my Montauk daisies and the Andromedas and the rhododendrons? How late can it be?
Okay, the Montauk daisy is already making buds, so that if you prune it now, you're going to lose all of the flowers. I'll tell you what I do with my Montauk daisies, Dominic. They will bloom during September and October. They bloom when your hardy mums are all done flowering. You've had a frost, the mums are all dead, and there really is not a heck of a lot in your garden. That's when the Montauk daisy really is in its glory. Lush foliage, big daisies, white daisies with a yellow center, 3 inches or larger in diameter, that will cover the plant. Now, what I do is, around Thanksgiving, I'll take my Montauk daisy. By then, and we get some cold, the foliage is starting to turn yellow. I cut it back to about 15 to 18 inches because they get big. They'll get 3 feet or more. But in the fall, I cut it back to about 18 inches. In the spring, in late March, early April, the plant is covered with buds, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of buds that are going to make new growth. And I'll take that 18-inch plant, and I'll cut it back to about a foot, and then it explodes. The 4th of July, that plant that I cut to a foot is about 2, maybe a little bit taller than 2 feet. I'll cut back about 3 or 4 inches. I just take a pair of hedge shears, and I prune the whole plant right back. It makes it bush out. It prevents it from getting too tall so that it doesn't break. And then I'll pick up all those pieces, and I'll strip off part of the leaves, dip them in rooting powder, and just push them in the ground, and they root like crazy. Everything else should be pruned when they finish blooming. So when your rhododendrons, when you see that the flower is beginning to change color, and it's not as beautiful as it was earlier, that's when you do the pruning, because rhododendrons, azaleas, and all of your other flowering plants, they bloom before the new growth. So they make the flowers. When the flowers go by, then they make the new growth for the following year. But right now, they're making the buds. So if you prune your plants now, you're going to remove all the flower buds, and you won't have any color when the spring comes. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Gary with a flower question.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Gary. Good morning, Paul.
Gary.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing well. Question for you.
basically about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, my wife and I invested in several flowers, hydrangeas, daisies. We were trying to spruce up the yard. And this is down in Cape Cod in the Wellfleet area. It's all sand. We planted all the different flowers and everything. We used, we put soil in the ground. We put some peat moss in the ground and everything. And everything seemed to do fine for a year or two. And then it started coming up like dwarfs. All the plants started getting smaller instead of bigger. So I had the soil tested. I was told it was very acidic. So about 2 years ago, I started the regime of every fall I put lime around all the plants, and every spring I would purchase compost and humus and put that around the plants. And as I say, we've been doing that for about 2 years, and the plants look healthier, but they're not much bigger.
Okay. A couple of things I would do, Gary. Instead of putting down lime, I want you to ask for something called Miracal. Miracal is the new product on the market that replaces lime. Lime, when you buy it, a 50-pound bag, is going to take as long as 6 months to do any good for you. So if you can cut it, your active time, by using Miracal, that's going to work in 7 to 10 days. And you can buy Miracal at any nursery that sells Jonathan Green products. And it's a good, good product. One 40-pound bag will treat 5,000 square feet of lawn. The old-fashioned powdered lime, one 50-pound bag does about 1,000 square feet. So it's a lot less weight that you've got to move, and there's a quicker response time. So put that on there. Now, last year I tried something in my garden, and it worked wonderful. And this spring I saw things that I can't believe how fast it worked. I want you to go to your local garden center, and I know Hyannis Country Gardens has these products. They're made by Organica. And what I put in the soil was something called Plant Growth Activator. And they may have a product called Plant Growth Supreme. Either one will work. And what I did, and what I do, anytime I plant now, I'll take a crowbar for established plants, and I'll make 3 holes about 6 inches away from the plant with the crowbar about 4 or 5 inches deep, and I'll put, for established perennials, I'll put about 2 tablespoons over the 3 holes. If it's a shrub, I'll put maybe 3 or 4 teaspoons in the holes total. And then take the crowbar and push it in, squeeze the soil back together, and water. Plant Growth Activator and Plant Growth Supreme is millions and millions of bacteria, microbes, and all of the little chemistry that we don't see in the ground. And I did that for everything that I planted, and plants have grown much, much bigger this year than they ever have. Now, I planted a bunch of perennials underneath some Crimson King maples. Planted some around some lilacs, all kinds of different perennials last year. This year, what happened just blew my mind. I have 2 Crimson King maples, one on each side of the entrance of my driveway, and the normal growth for a Crimson King maple is around 6 to 8 inches per year. I did the Plant Growth Activator last year. This spring, my red maples grew 18 to 22 inches per branch. My neighbors came over and said, "What did you do to the tree? How much? I can't believe how fast they've grown." And then we looked at the tree and we saw how much new growth there was on it. The lilacs this year, no powdery mildew, and no powdery mildew last year. So I think if you did this, you're going to see a tremendous difference, and you do it every year. You can just sprinkle it around the base of the plant, scratch it in, and again, it's millions of bacteria and microbes and fungi that normally live in the soil, but not in those numbers, and they attach themselves to the root system of the plant, and they will double the size of the roots within a 30-day period. Try it. This is the new technology, and it's what's going to make 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 disappear from the Garden Center shelves. Thank you, Gary. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Gunner with a question about wild blueberry bushes.
With wild blueberry bushes. Good morning. How can we help you with your fruit?
Hi, good morning, Paul. Last year I had half my plants were loaded with blueberries. This year I don't have any. My blueberry bushes are over 50 years old, anywhere from 10 feet to 25 feet tall. My cousin had told me to cut one back to 2 to 3 feet off the ground. I did that last fall, and I got a lot of branches coming off it. When's the best time to cut them back, and what's the best product for fertilizing them?
Okay. Well, I don't think I would cut a 10-foot blueberry down to a couple of feet unless it was really out of control. But the best time to do that type of pruning, I don't like to do a heavy pruning like that in the fall because where you made the cut, the plant is unable to make like a scab on it. And if you have a winter, let's say you live on Cape Cod, you don't get the snow that we do here in Maine, so that you now have a stump with no scab exposed to the wind and the sun. And when the wind blows across the yard, it literally will pull moisture out of that branch that you've cut down to 2 feet. So you get dehydration and more dieback on that plant. I would rather that you do it in March or early April, and then feed it very heavy with a fertilizer like Holytone. They love grapes, and grapes like it acid. So I would use Holytone fertilizer spring and fall and do the pruning in the spring. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden. And contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159 delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-1113.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You know, one thing that you may want to do today when you're walking around the yard, look on the north side of your house where you get shade. You're probably going to notice with all the rain, a green mold or a moss growing on the back of fences, on your vinyl, aluminum, or wood siding on your house. This is a good time now, from now until the fall, to kill that. That is going to penetrate the paint or the wood and is going to destroy it. And it will make the plastic in your siding or the metal pitted. And the old-fashioned way was to take a power washer, blow it off, and then you have to go back at times and repaint because the pressure pulled the paint off. But if you have moss growing on your house, on your wooden or vinyl fencing, on patio furniture, on the roof of your house, any place where there's moss growing, and even on like canvas awnings, so you have an awning to keep the sun from coming in the windows, and they're getting little black spots of mold, get wet and forget. You mix it with water, you spray it lightly, and you forget it. And it will totally disappear. This is incredible stuff. It's not cheap, but believe me, it does an unbelievable job. A lot cheaper and a lot easier than renting a power washer. And you can use it on any surface, even if you have a flagstone walkway or a deck, and the deck is all green with the mold, put the wet and forget on it. It will clean it within a 2 to 3 week period, and it will keep it clean for a year. How can you beat that? Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Frank. He needs help getting rid of wild violets.
Frank, good morning. How can we help you today?
Well, my lawn is being overtaken by these wild violets, and I've tried several products to get rid of them. It doesn't work. Can you help me out?
The wild violets are really, really tough. And the best and the only product that I know that will take care of it is made by a company called Bonide. B-O-N-I-D-E. Now, the product that you want to ask for is called Weed Beater Ultra. They do make a weed beater. And for things like dandelions, you know, and your easy weeds, chickweed, no problem. But if you can get Weed Beater Ultra, much stronger and a much better product. The other thing is the Weed Beater Ultra, when you spray it on your grass, it temporarily changes the color from green to blue. And that is like a marking additive that they put to it so that you know where you've treated and where you've missed. That way you do a better job. A day like today, perfect. Spray it on your grass. Wait a week and then do it again next Sunday. And 99% of the time, two applications about a week to 10 days apart will kill clover, ajuga, violets, ground ivy. Those are the four tough ones, but it will not hurt the grass. Only broadleaf weeds. And again, today, with the heat that we've got in the sunshine, you can put it on there, and it will do a wonderful, wonderful job. Just be careful, because it's a non-selective. It will kill all broadleaf weeds. So if you get too close to your wife's flower garden and you spray the garden with it, it's going to kill the flowers too, because it only kills broadleaf and doesn't hurt the grass. Weed Beater Ultra. Thank you, Jason. Who's next?
All right, up next we have Richard, and he needs your recommendation on a garden spray.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the
garden. Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I thank you for all the information you've given on the radio about growing things and getting rid of things. I have a moss problem. I've had it for quite a while, and I was fortunate to buy some wet and forget at a Dover, New Hampshire hardware store that sold out to Aubuchon Hardware.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could recommend a garden sprayer for this. I have to get up on the building on my house so that I don't know if I've got a ladder high enough.
Okay, what you want to do is you can't use it to a sprayer that you attach to your hose. It's going to put too much product out and it's going to cost you way too much money. What you want is go to the any feed and grain store and ask them for a trombone sprayer.